Earlier this week, the kind of report we just heard about was leaked to the media, and it sent the city of Boston into something of a panic. Local TV and radio were reporting that four Chinese nationals and two Iraqis planned to detonate a dirty bomb in the city. Federal officials now say the whole thing may have been a hoax, possibly orchestrated by a man looking for revenge after a drug deal went bad. But as NPR's Tovia Smith reports, attempts to reassure residents have just fueled some people's fears.
There was little real information to go on, but by late afternoon on Wednesday, the terrorist threat was the lead story on most of Boston's radio and TV.
Local and federal law enforcement authorities are on the lookout, as you heard him say, for four people described as possible terror suspects who may be headed for the Boston area.
There are reports the individual is on the nation's terror watch list and may have intentions to set off a dirty bomb.
They say that if you see these people, contact law enforcement immediately.
By 5 o'clock, there were reports of authorities sweeping city streets with radiological detectors looking for the suspected dirty bomb. Like many area residents, now safely sipping coffee in a suburban diner, 52-year-old photographer Rick Hornick says he was worried when he first heard the news.
It was a real cause for concern. Immediately thought of my family, and if I should scoop them up, take them away. But it's very hard to go about your business with that information.
On Wednesday evening, Boston Mayor Tom Menino and Governor Mitt Romney both cut short their plans to attend presidential inauguration events in Washington and flew back to Boston hoping to reassure residents.
We have no information at this time that's confirmed by reliable sources. We have information from one single enormous source.
But many in Boston, like 43-year-old TV producer Penny Benatovich, took anything but comfort from the mayor's and governor's swift return to Boston.
No, it made me actually worry a little bit more, like, oh, wait a minute, there might be something there. They left all that free food and all those parties. Man, that's when I started to really worry. That's when you get really worried.
You're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
As a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, Graham Allison says he sympathizes with government officials who are vulnerable to charges of overreacting as well as not taking a threat seriously enough. But Allison, who now heads the study of terrorism at Harvard's Belfer Center, says he too read a lot into the fact that the mayor and the governor had both decided to fly home.
My suspicion is that, as I say, there's something more to this story and that we'll learn more about it in time. But that there was either some additional information or some pattern or some background information that then made a single piece of information appear more significant than it would be if it was just an isolated event.
It may be that authorities were simply jumpy, as Allison puts it, on the eve of President Bush's inauguration. Or, as some officials, including Governor Romney, hinted, it may be that they were forced to react more publicly simply because this tip happened to have leaked to reporters.
Because it has become more public, I felt that it's important to underline to the people of my state that I feel perfectly safe and comfortable being in my home, in my bed at night.
On the other hand, officials say they're looking out for even more people now, and they've heightened security with radiation detectors in subways, boosted security at the airport, and more street patrols. That increased security will surely reassure many, even as it makes others more concerned. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.